Over the past year, the Trump administration has radically changed the immigration landscape in the United States. As federal agents have moved into cities across the country, immigration detentions have hit record highs. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's immigration attorneys are feeling strained as they try to keep up with demand. Bridget Bowden has more.
On a recent Friday afternoon, volunteers signed in a church basement in Madison for their shift at the Community Immigration Law Center's legal clinic.
So if you could put your name, your language, and whether you're competent to translate for the attorneys.
The center is a nonprofit that provides lawyers for people at risk of deportation free of charge. They've run the clinic since 2009. But in the last year, giving people legal advice has gotten a lot more complicated, says attorney Natalia Lusak.
Very frequently it happens that I am at one of these community clinics that we have and will provide advice, and a few hours later it's already incorrect. The policy has changed, something has changed, and the information I gave is stale.
Lusak says that's largely thanks to immigration policy changes made by the Trump administration. The president began his second term by signing a slew of immigration-related executive orders. Since then, the administration has continued implementing changes, including most recently pausing pending green card and citizenship applications for immigrants from 19 countries.
And so there's always a change when there's a new administration, but this has certainly been really drastic. The number of policy changes, sort of large scale, and even with the minutiae of how you file things, how you pay fees, the forms that you're completing have all changed since the beginning of the year.
The changes have made it difficult for Lusak and other immigration attorneys to offer the best legal advice at any given moment. She says not only do they have to know the new policies, but also any challenges to those policies.
Keeping track of various court cases across the country to see kind of what their status is in terms of whether there's an injunction that's preventing the policy from going to place or whether it's lifted or things like that.
Simon Hankinson is a research fellow at the Conservative Heritage Foundation. He says the flurry of policy changes has been difficult to keep up with, but he believes it's a needed correction from the number of people living in the country without legal status reaching record highs during the Biden years.
I think if we never had that initial massive change, then we wouldn't have had to have the reaction in response.
Department of Homeland Security officials have credited the changes for a dramatic uptick in deportations. And as immigration detentions have hit record highs this year, lawyers say fear has too. La Crosse attorney Chuck Behrens says even people with legal status are scared. He estimates that he's done more naturalization cases this year than in the last 2 or 3 years combined.
Now people who've been relatively comfortable and have raised families and have had careers in the United States with a green card are like, I don't know if this is safe anymore.
Community Immigration Law Center legal director Aisa Olivares says some anxiety stems from physically going to hearings as authorities have ramped up arrests in courthouses. There is no immigration court in Wisconsin, so nearly all of the center's cases go through the court in Chicago, where there's been a heavy ICE presence.
I've been meeting with clients this week who have upcoming hearings who are just very nervous about what it means to travel to Chicago, what it means to present their court case, which is their right, in Chicago, and will I be detained? And I can't guarantee that.
As they navigate the changing landscape, Olivares says the center's lawyers are still having some success in court, but she says it's also taken a toll.
We do this work because it is important to us. Due process is important to us. Justice is important to us. But when those things are starting to be eroded by the system itself and we're up against this system, it's really difficult.
And just about a year into Trump's second term, they don't expect the demand for their services to lessen anytime soon. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.